Now, as you may know, from time to time we catch up with local experts, and today we are focusing on law. And our legal expert today is Steve Bishop, a senior partner of Bishops. How are you doing, Steve?
G'day, Rob. I'm well, thanks.
Wonderful. Let's talk about your experience, because you've been around for a while, haven't you? Now, what areas do you practice in?
Well, having been involved in law for about 50 years, I've pretty much covered the field in every area of practice we usually see in Tasmania. But now I mainly concentrate on tribunal work, consultancy and elder law.
Okay, what's tribunal work?
Well, I sit as a member of the Mental Health Tribunal, the Local Government Code of Conduct Panel, and I was on the Anti-Discrimination Tribunal for about 20 years.
All right, and I'm also curious about elder law, Steve. What's that?
Well, it's basically every area of law that impinges on the elders of our community, like you and me, mate.
Yes.
But my specialty is contested wills and estates.
Bit of questions about wills. Like, when can you contest a will, for example?
Well, essentially, there's two situations. One where the willmaker lacked capacity, and the other where the willmaker left a family member without making adequate provision for their proper maintenance and support.
So when you talk about capacity, how do you tell if somebody's got capacity or not?
Well, like everything in the law, it's complicated.
For sure.
Has to be.
Yes.
The leading case on it was Banks and Goodfellow, which was decided way back in 1870. But just over a year ago, the High Court confirmed it's still the law, so this is the test.
Mm.
You start off with the assumption that a willmaker has capacity. Then if someone raises a real doubt, then the person, usually the executor, trying to get probate of the will, has to prove there was in fact capacity.
Okay. What do you mean by capacity exactly?
Well, it's the legal capacity to make important decisions. And under that Banks and Goodfellow test, there are about four questions that have to be answered. And they are, did the will maker understand the effect of making a will? Did he or she know what the assets were? Did he or she understand the reasonable claims of family on the estate? Or did he or she suffer from a mental illness that influenced their decision?
Steve, can I ask you, does anyone check these out before someone's making a will?
All solicitors have a duty to be satisfied that a willmaker has capacity before accepting instructions. So it might cost a bit more than a will kit, but it's a good investment because there's a greater degree of security. As usual in the law, a stitch in time saves nine.
Yeah, that's the saying. I can see there's a lot of scope for argument there, though. What are the other aspects of wills that come into dispute?
Well, that's under the Testator's Family Maintenance Act, and it's commonly called family provision. It only applies to family members, such as a spouse and children, but they have to be left with adequate provision for their proper maintenance and support. If not, a judge can in effect rewrite the will to something more appropriate.
Okay, Steve, I've got a question for you. How does a judge decide what's appropriate?
Well, I told you, as in the law always, it's complicated.
Yes.
It depends on all the circumstances. There's a good lawyer's answer for you.
Yeah.
But if you look at the size of the estate, the income earning capacity of the claimant, the responsibilities of the claimant, the other responsibilities of the will maker, and so on, you can usually get a fair idea. Look, sometimes there are clear cases, for example, where a disabled person with no income, earning capacity, no significant assets, is given nothing out of an estate of, say, $5 million. And when all the other beneficiaries are well off, there's a clear case. You know, that guy should have got something. But most cases aren't that clear-cut. They're arguable, and good lawyers try to get common sense to prevail. If they can't negotiate a settlement, well, you go to the Supreme Court. But the first step after filing a writ is to go to mediation, and in most cases, it's settled right there.
So with our discussion today, I can obviously get that it shows you must get good legal advice before doing a will, and if there is a problem, see an expert straight away. Don't hesitate.
Correct.
Okay, well, Steve Bishop, Senior Partner of Bishops, thanks for coming in, matey. And remember, if you want to find out more about becoming a local expert, contact one of our Fabo account managers. You can find more info on the website as well. That's all the W's at LAFM or 7SD.com.au.